Burke Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV in Green Bay, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Burke, I tell you what, it's something that is now becoming almost commonplace. When before, the Emperor always had incredible clothes, but people are now looking at Aaron Rodgers under a different light. So let me ask you, how do you see the play of Aaron Rodgers this season?
You know what, Bill? I think there's a lot of different moving parts to this one. You know, you can say, well, he was the main reason that, you know, Mike McCarthy had to go and Aaron had to stay. He got the $100 million contract, 4 years, 134, whatever. And I look at it like this. He's a rare, once-in-a-lifetime talent. He is a two-time MVP. There is a reason you gave him all that money. And when you give the guy the keys to the car, you got to let him run it wide open. And, you know, I think Mike got set in his ways. I think we all were a little surprised that it happened during the season and they didn't let him play out the string. And they can say what they want about, we want to give him a chance to get out there and look at stuff. And Joe Philbin has a realistic shot at the job. Come on, man. We're not that dumb. I think Aaron, you know what? You get guys like Leroy Butler. To me, people pounced on that little tweet that he had, and it became clickbait because that's what it all is today.
Right.
And people, the more clicks you can get, the more advertising money you can charge people. Leroy didn't say anything completely damning, you know, and he didn't say anything that we didn't see. Mr. Trubisky outplayed Aaron on that particular day. And you know what? As good as he is, he's still worth the money. He's in his prime. But I will say this. Watching him and Tom Brady in the same day, on the same week of the season, both show a little bit of age and missed throws. I mean, look, Drew Brees had a pick two, and I, you know, the pick six last night. But, I mean, a bad throw by a great Hall of Fame quarterback last night. Guys are going to make mistakes. But you can't throw in, I mean, they gave him money for a reason. He should be able to play till he's almost 40 at a very high level for a couple more years. I just don't think they ever were in sync. You know, in his post-game press conference at Soldier Field, I mean, you heard it. He's not on the same page. Details, reoccurring issue. I think the loss of Randall Cobb, and even more important, Geronimo Allison this year,
right,
really changed things because Geno was like Jordy. He stretched the field. He was tall. He was underappreciated, and he was on the verge of a breakout season. You know, Devontae is kind of like a Sterling Sharp with a little more wiggle and speed. And I think we saw this year, we went back to Mike Holmgren in 1993 and 94 when Sterling had 100 catches. Devontae is going to have 100 catches. He's going to have 1,400 yards roughly, but there's still going to be a 8-8, 9-7, 7-9 average team.
The schism between the haves and the have-nots, I've always said, is a very thin line. I sat and broke it down yesterday. I said, look, there's a number of reasons. You can say the loss of Jordy, the loss of Alex Van Pelt, Jimmy Graham being somewhat average, the loss of Randall Cobb for most of the season, Geronimo, then not getting a full complement of running backs, and really until week 9 when they finally jettisoned Ty Montgomery, relying on rookies, an offensive line on the right side that's been rather poor. I mean, there's a lot of reasons you can look at and say this thing just isn't built correctly. So give me your thoughts on how much it's going to take this offseason to get this thing right.
Oh, I think it's a definite tear down. You're going to see a ton of guys who are not back. Clay Matthews, Randall Cobb, those guys are your top 10 long-term free agents, but you can't pay somebody $8, $10 million when they're producing like a guy who's only, you know, worth $1 million a year. I'm most disappointed in that tight end group, starting with Jimmy Graham, but Mercedes Lewis and Lance Kendricks. I mean, from drops to just ineffectiveness. And now I'm beginning to wonder, you know, the guy who really utilized the tight end, Mike McCarthy, didn't really create game plans around those three when they were throwing the football. They didn't perform when the limited action that they got. But going into the season, I mean, that's one of the exciting parts about it. You're thinking, man, Jimmy Graham and Mercedes, here's this guy. And then Lance is your third. This is the most talented tight end group that we've seen in how long?
But offensive line, look, they're at the point now where you're playing three different guys. Bakhtiari's even a little banged up, and not everybody wants to play the tough guy role. But do you want to be tough or do you want to be smart?
Right.
Like, let's look at your investment here. What benefits this team the most right now? Do you want the best draft pick possible? That makes the most sense. Your multi-million dollar man getting hurt behind a patchwork O-line when you've got Jason Spriggs trying to block Khalil Mack in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had five sacks and could have had eight. It's not all on Spriggs, but the point is there's no reason for him to play right now. It's an audition. Again, I look at it like this. Do you want to be tough and stupid, or do you want to be smart and get better overall? Let's see what Deshaun Tyson wants. You trade for him a first-round pick in Demarius Randle, and he's a second-round guy who was a starter in the league. Let's be smart the final two games. I love Joe's quote, and you get paid to play football, you get paid to coach football. Yeah, great. But if you're going to invest that much money in a guy, why play him? I don't see a reason to.
Going back to when you talk about Joe, we assume that Joe is not long for this world. Is there anybody in your mind that you have, say, this would be a good guy? Or, if not, what type of coach needs to come in and guide this team?
You know what? Everyone seems to point to Josh McDaniels. He's the quick and easy suggestion because he's a Belichick guy. He's had success, but we all saw what... Yeah, I mean, he left the Colts at the altar, so to speak.
Right. Not a lot of character is what you're saying.
Right. I mean, you know, and just because he's a Bill Belichick guy doesn't mean he's going to have success. You know, do you go old school with like a Jack Del Rio or a Bruce Arians or a Wade Phillips, one of the retreads who's they've already had their shot. And I think that's kind of where Joe is. I mean, let's be honest, he didn't have a winning record in Miami. It was 24 and 28 overall. And I think you have to take a chance on a coordinator. You're a QB coach on a team that's got the offensive tools and somebody who's learning the system. The one guy that I think is kind of an interesting grab at this point would be Matt LaFleur, Titans offensive coordinator, quarterback's coach, excuse me. You know, look, I mean, he's bounced around a little bit. But where he's been and who he's coached and how good they have been, it really makes you wonder. I mean, he had RG3 in Washington when they were good 7-8 years ago. Matt Ryan when they went to the Super Bowl with the Falcons. He was with Sean McVay and the Rams last year. And now he's got Marcus Mariota. He just seems to be a guy who has had success no matter where he has gone. And I think Matt LaFleur is a guy to keep your eye on. I wouldn't put it past them to make Mike Pettine the head coach and bring in an OC. That would not surprise or shock me, but you also have to look at the fact that between Pettine and Philbin, do you really want to keep guys around who Mike McCarthy specifically brought in to be with him? Just could make things awkward.
Talking with Burke Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV and CBS 5 in Green Bay. Give me your assessment of Mike Pettine and what he's done with his defense this season.
Well, I think given the injuries they've had, he has done a pretty darn good job. There are some building blocks here. You know, Kenny Clark is a stud. The injury to Mike Daniels is unfortunate, and especially Muhammad Wilkerson to start the season. I think that's one of the biggest difference makers out there. I mean, when you look at overall talent, I mean, no offense, great guys, but Tyler Alexander and Dean Lowry, and look at the secondary that has been turned over year after year after year. I mean, watching Morgan Burnett and Mike and Casey Hayward and all the people that have left this secondary, including this season, Clinton Dix, which, I mean, he missed a few tackles, took some bad angles. We all saw him take plays off, and he was in self-preservation mode for a contract pretty much all season long. But between Kenny, Jair Alexander, and maybe Blake Martinez, I mean, Mike Pettine has done a pretty decent job with some really average football players. There are not a lot of guys who could leave that roster who were in that game at Soldier Field and go start for another team right now.
I had pointed to maybe about 10 to 11 spots that need to be upgraded going in the next season. Is that a fair number?
Oh, I think you're right on the money there. I think the only, you know, and look, Mason Crosby had his struggles, but beside punter, where do you really look at it and go, oh, they're really solid? You know, where are they? I mean, every single spot, two and three wide receiver, a couple spots on the offensive line, clearly tight end. Now Aaron Jones is banged up, and Jamal Williams, nice, solid football player, but you need another running back. Defensive line. They have issues at every level on this football team. And I think that's where the glaring part of Ted, I don't want to say driving it into the ground, but let's look at the facts here. This roster just does not have a ton of talent. I mean, even backup quarterback, we saw the fact that Brett Hundley could not carry this team to a 500 record after a 3-1 or 4-1 start last year and get them into the playoffs. And when Ron Wolf came here and started this whole thing, imagine one first thing he did, cleaned house, got his own quarterback, traded for Brett Favre. Ted Thompson, first pick he makes, Aaron Rodgers, first round. Ryan Gutekunst gets the job last January. One of the first moves he made was Tony Randall for Deshaun Kizer, starting quarterback. Now, I get it. If Rodgers has this big contract, you're thinking he's got at least 3 to 5 more years left. But that's a statement. He went out and got Tyson. And if you've ever talked to Deshaun, I mean, just a smart, really intelligent dude. But it's a teardown. And you say 10 spots, I agree wholeheartedly. They need help at every level on this team except for punter.
Burke, always good stuff. We certainly appreciate it. And we will talk again soon, okay?
All right, big dog.
All right, pal. There you go. Talk to you soon. That's Burke Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, joining us for a couple of minutes. And we certainly appreciate his time. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.